So settling into stillness. Settling into the body, settling into the here and now. So eyes can be open or closed. Body could be sitting or lying down. Or standing. And you might deepen the breath. You might let the body move around a little bit, getting comfortable. I'll propose as the focus for meditation, the sense of the whole body. As the foundation for whatever other process we engage in. So you can feel the breath moving through the whole body. Or you could feel the breath at a single point, like the tip of the nose, or in the throat, or the movement of the chest or the belly, and hold it in the field of awareness of the whole body. You can track emotion and mood as waves of charge or pervasive fields of feeling that fill the whole body. You can track the coming and going of thought, of story, by noticing how the sense of our whole bodily presence comes into relationship with an image or a storyline, words, narrative, idea. Thought and ideas and images are not somewhere other than in the body. The mind doesn't exist separate from the body or in some other place. When we find ourselves thinking about something that's happening in our day or having an image of something that's not here and now, that image and that thought is happening here and now, in the body, through the medium of the body and the senses. Hearing, although what we may be hearing, like the rain on the roof, or sounds of anything around us, we have this idea that those sounds are coming from something outside of us, which is true. But the experience of hearing is a bodily experience. Hearing happens at the ear, not elsewhere, not on the roof, not at the body of the dog barking or the bird singing or the crickets chirping or the car going by. The sound of the car and the idea, car, both happen in the body. If we have our eyes open and we take in the room around us, we know the room is a space around us and there's objects that are outside the body. But seeing happens at the eye. So the meditation here is to feel how everything we experience is a full body experience. Everything is a bodily experience, and we can never really separate one part of the body from another. There are no eyes without the heart beating blood. There's no heart beating blood without the digestive process happening in the gut. Everything is here, processed through the body by the medium of the body. The whole world is only experienced as a bodily experience. So the meditation is this: connect with the sense of the whole body, however you feel it. Connect with the senses. Images being known through the eye. Sounds known through the ear. Smells at the nose. Tastes at the mouth. Sensations through the cells and nerves. Thoughts and feelings through the energetic or felt sense, the sense of the mind and its knowing. You can practice this by labeling the material of the senses as they happen. If you feel the breath, just note feeling. If you hear the rain, noting hearing. If you see the darkness behind closed eyes or see something in your room through open eyes, noting seeing. When a thought comes and then you notice it, thinking. With thinking, you can also use seeing and hearing. An image in the mind is also seeing. Words in the mind are a kind of hearing. Or wordlessly, the whole body sensing can be our home. Take root as a sensing body, as an alive body. Vibrating, sensing through all the sense fields, awake, conscious, intimate with this aliveness. The aliveness of the senses. The aliveness of the body. Just rest with the sense of the whole body perceiving. And then anything that appears in the field of our senses, whether pleasant or unpleasant, whether seemingly near or far, whether seeming to come from ourself or to come from something other than ourself. It's all just the play of contact in the senses. Let the mind get quiet. Let the wordless impact of the sensory field be known through the whole body. Every cell of the body itself sentient, awake to experience, receiving contact. Can we let the mind become quieter and the body louder? The senses filling awareness. To deepen in this kind of meditation, you might feel the body and notice that there may be some places in the body you can feel brightly or strongly, and others that are more numb or absent. That could be parts of the physical body or the sense of the field of presence. We could call the energy body. The emotional body. We all have places that are stuck or numb. As with anything that has been frightened into invisibility, slowing down with it, being gentle, warm, inviting, not demanding, helps. We can come close to a part of ourself that is absent or numb, and be close by. Give attention, listen for what's there. Be willing to listen before we impose our story on it. As we stay with a quieter area or a blank area, often it warms up, becomes brighter, unfreezes. And we practice toward the felt sense of the whole body being awake. the whole field around the body awake. We'll practice in this way, letting the senses be full, intimate with the play of the senses. If you need to stabilize the mind with anything, you can choose one of the sense doors, like the sense of the body breathing or sounds coming and going. And hold that in the foreground of awareness until stability is brighter. Resting in the presence of the whole world. Filling the body and all the senses. Everything we know, known through the body. Sit together in the field of presence, awake together, alone, together.